Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 27th, 2012. Spiritual gifts were in abundance in the church gathered at Corinth. This congregation had spiritual gifts by the wagon full, by the boatload. They had spiritual gifts pressed down, shaken together, running over. They had spiritual gifts, my. Every time they turned around, someone was giving a message in an unknown tongue. Someone was offering an interpretation. Prophecies abounded. Healings were breaking out everywhere. Folks were getting revelations directly from the source. There was faith, and there was wisdom, and there was knowledge, and there was discernment. Ooh, it's exhausting just to think about it. More exhausting than, I don't know, a calendar full of Lenten activities. The church at Corinth was full. Full of the Spirit, full of enthusiasm, full of words. Both of the understandable and the incomprehensible. The problem was, everyone was talking at the same time. Apparently, as we read in today's lesson from 1 Corinthians, there was a complete and utter breakdown of any sense of order when this group of people came together for worship. Paul writes, "What should be done then, my friends? When you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. If anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be only two, or at most three, and each in turn, and let one interpret. But if there is no one to interpret, let them be silent in church and speak to themselves and to God. Let two or three prophets speak, and let the others weigh what is said. If a revelation is made to someone else sitting nearby, let the first person be silent. For you can all prophesy one by one, so that all may learn and all be encouraged. For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace." Plenty of words and plenty of actions and plenty of enthusiasm in Corinth. So much so that Paul has to give a channel for all of that enthusiasm to run within. He has to give some boundaries. We don't quite have that problem as Episcopalians. We have the order thing down pat. We have orderly prayers. We have orderly hymns. We have orderly liturgies. And we only rarely let someone speak in church who has not been in some way certified to do the speaking. Don't get me wrong. I love our liturgies. I love the way that we are grounded in history. I love the way the prayers are carefully constructed. I love all of that. But here's what I've noticed. We've gotten so comfortable with the formality until we don't know how, or at least it doesn't seem to me that we know how, to loosen up, open up our hearts, and maybe every now and then let the Spirit flow through us. Oh, it happens from time to time. But I wonder if we've confused some things. I had a friend who's a charismatic Episcopalian who says that charismatic Episcopalians look upon the liturgy as the order for the meeting and not the verbatim report. In other words, the liturgy provides the structure in which we can open ourselves to the movement of the Spirit. The liturgy is not a substitute for the movement of the Spirit. The church at Corinth had some issues. Lots of enthusiasm. Lots of people talking at the same time. Lots of people competing for airspace. Our challenge is a different one. Our challenge is to allow ourselves to be instruments of that same Spirit. Who knows? If we let go of our need to control the liturgy and our need to control the Spirit, we might just hear a prophecy. We might just hear some new revelation. At the very least, we could hear the voice of God speaking through one of our fellow parishioners. The voice of the Spirit through the mouth of the baptized. It's all for the same purpose, you know. Whether it's spiritual gifts or whether it's liturgy. Paul had the purpose just right. The purpose is that so all may learn and all may be encouraged. I hope that's what we do on Sundays in liturgy. Provide space for learning, for encouragement, so that all God's church may be built up in love. Let us pray. Almighty God, through the incarnate Word, you have caused us to be born anew of an imperishable and eternal seed. Look with compassion upon those who are being prepared for holy baptism, and grant that they may be built as living stones into a spiritual temple acceptable to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the peace of the Lord be with you.